Welcome back, folks. This is attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We're here every Monday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the Devil Radio, the Shaw, folks, 540 a.m., 101 or 92.7 FM. I'm here with the young, smart, progressive leader of the Democratic Party in Waukesha, and we're talking about what lessons we learned from the April 5 election and where we're going to, to fight for our democracy going forward. And Matt was just talking a little bit before about a view that says that the politics of Waukesha are just Christian conservative. And I think this is really crucial, right? Because nonpartisan elections are supposed to be, and there's First Amendment, people are supposed to have their choice of religion. And of course you're going to be, it includes Christians, right? It includes Muslims, Buddhists, everybody. But this fallacy, Father Grappi, right? He led protests in Milwaukee. We had Martin Luther King Jr., who was a Christian, who, we have a national holiday because he helped create our more better union. It's our democracy is for all of us. And I think what Matt's talking about is that if there is a view that our democracy is only for a few people and only a few white people, that is not the democracy we're talking about, right? We're talking about a democracy for the modern world where everybody has a voice and sits at the table, right, Matt? I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Absolutely. And nothing is more fundamental for everyone to be at the table than our public schools. And this was really an election where the Republican Party spent tens of thousands of dollars on these public school boards. I think Waukesha is the one where everyone's focused on the, there was ones all across the county, but I think Waukesha got the most kind of notoriety.
So what were the key issues coming in before April 5 that sort of focused? What are the key issues there?
And I think this depends on who you talk to. If you're talking to, the average parent, I think a lot of them are concerned about, the possibility that one of the middle schools is going to be closed. There was concern around the fact that Waukesha was nationally getting attention because they were canceling a free lunch program that was paid for by the federal government. There was national attention because the school board was supporting the administration in banning LGBTQ signage, Black Lives Matter signage, signs that said safe space, that welcomed students in to know that they were in a comfortable zone where they could be their true authentic selves. This was getting national attention, not the normal things like how are our test scores? How are we making sure that we're growing and bringing in the best teachers? And if you were talking to the conservative supported candidates, everything they were concerned about was these made-up culture wars. There was some talk about furry policy that wasn't real and didn't exist in the county. They were still talking about mask mandates and how the schools navigated COVID. So that's what we were talking about. And so in Waukesha, the three Republican candidates, they did win. Kerry, Mark, and Markel Moore, they won. And that's, how elections work. People get the most votes, they win. They also took in tens of thousands of dollars of Republican Party money. And to highlight how partisan this became, they went the night after they won, they were on Fox News nationally, broadcast talking about, conservatives taking over school boards. And listen, folks, it's Waukesha. Of course, conservatives are going to win sometimes. It's still a majority Republican city. It is what it is. It's the fact of the matter. So to me, the fact that the Republican Party statewide and nationally are celebrating wins in Waukesha County so much that they're putting these folks on primetime Fox News tells you that they are really lacking in a lot of areas. it tells me that they are way more scared for November than they want to let on. They are trying to narrate these election wins in Waukesha and in some other communities as proof that Tony Evers is in trouble, that Wisconsin's going to go red. And I think they are way, way off the bat with that. Because, yes, we did lose some of the races where we supported, but there's a lot of data to prove that Democrats are in a really good position, not only in the county, but going across the state in November.
So let's look at this, sort of this, the with red spin, and why the spin really isn't as red as opposed to purple, right?
Yeah, let's do it. So
What's the best way for the listener that's not in the weeds looking at this data? What are we looking at that helps us get there, right?
Absolutely. So let's keep it in Waukesha, where the Republicans spent a majority of their money and effort. We had Mayor Sean Riley, who is, by all accounts, a really good, moderate, middle-of-the-road guy, really popular in the city. He made a very public declaration that he left the Republican Party in January of 2021, during the insurrection. He hated seeing what was happening to the Republican Party. So he made a public post saying, I'm leaving the Republican Party. And that made him public enemy number one to the Republican Party. And there was a...
Let me just ask you this question, okay?
Yeah. Because
he said he left the Republican Party because the Republican Party no longer, or at least the people in control of the Republican Party no longer represented him. They had moved someplace else, right?
Correct. Yes. The phrasing a lot of folks we hear from are using is that they haven't changed, the Republican Party has changed. So he made that public post on Facebook. He even acknowledged, kind of tongue-in-cheek, that it probably was going to get him in a lot of trouble for doing it. And it sure did. He got a very radical right-wing challenger, but he won with 66% of the vote.
So that's huge.
It's absolutely huge. Yeah, absolutely huge.
What tells me, right, because I'm sitting here tonight, I'm not at the studio downtown Waukesha tonight. I'm sitting in my office at work late in Milwaukee, your neighbor here, a little bit east on the eastern shore, as we call it, right? The third coast. And I want to come back and talk about the significance of Mayor Riley's 66% vote. And what does that really say about Wisconsin being purple and not crazy, crazy right wing, right? So think about that, and let's come back then for the last half of this show and really talk about where's the hope and what we can do. We'll be right back, folks.